intermediate state after death, but also Buddhism provides a method, technique, that during that state, intermediate state after death, between rebirth, your mind is capable of experiencing various different things. And as a result of such, Buddhism provides a method to also liberate at that moment after death. If one, again, is acknowledged, informed well of such such a remedy, such a method, that very method is so skillful, so supreme, and liberation is such a possible at that moment that it is even more possible, so to speak, at the living state of when we have body, then at the bodhi state, applying such method, the liberation is more possible if one is really well acquainted with such a technique or method.
Bena, the condition is the same as this. This is due. Bena, that and the one to share under which condition is number the number six love song, the number email matter, but that's soon in a yanti, Yamsun to it. And a younger year, yes. Bena, the Tanda Seven and Singi, Bena Tandig, neck up, soon be neck up lay, kept the pack was it, Bena Lay Lodge, Hakotum, the Yonah or Say, the Kansi or Senna. Bena, Maran Tanda, soon be neck up la, Bena, Sem da, Sem Koran the Chick, but the Yinaya, Sem the Julius Shatal Tayores. Then be Matse, then it tell a ten, Bena, Maran Lucem Ni. Quran chal cheyondu tene bena chig tene ta ngaran tu ta suk da te ro reza ta tende yulla tene so su gen zemba da xian sha da tende chi du tene tu da na ba kun du la bena ta pe se xie chu ge res bena ta quran ke ji zam ji ma do ba de san ba de tu da na ba kun du la da ka so re ying ne 하고서와 융구요레스 대인두 대손자 대인기 인기 그 뒷난에 즉 다섬기 내로 암소수기 운내기 랑신디 즉 또고 삼나양 되네 또 투약이 과갑 시라갈레 가고레스 하고서와 랑신기 되네 하 야 다 됐다
So the very experience of the bodhi state or intermediate state happens to everybody, to the Buddhist or to non-Buddhist. It should not be regarded as such that it is only the bodhi state is experienced towards the only Buddhism and so forth. And the reason why, again, that it was explained earlier that the technique or the method of the liberation during the bodhi state is greater than during a living state when we have this body, is that when we are alive, when we have body, that mind is a dependent, or mind has that developed a connection to a solid form, which we call its body. To this solid form, which is the component of the aggregates or the skandha. And since mind has that very connection, although we work towards the recognizing very nature of our mind as a connection, a bond between the body and mind at living state, one has all the conflicting emotions such as the tremendous attachment, grasping towards the, that connection of body and mind to body and of the rest of the external phenomena. As a result to that tremendous attachment and grasping, regardless of how much again one is motivated toward the understanding, recognizing the nature of mind, as a power of the attachment, that it becomes harder to go deep into really experiencing the very nature of the mind. And in addition to that, when we have a physical form, that we are very much again attuned. We are very much again grasping and attached to all the physical sensations that we experience, and those does prevent us from recognizing the very nature of mind. Because the how does it prevent us from recognizing the nature of mind is that our mind is constantly distracted towards the sensuous pleasures, and as a result to that we are unable to
단다 동알 기 다 대화 주나 선배 레와다 근데 동알 다 차나스 동알 용거 선배 그 도바 체네 뒤 레도 니게 다 코랑나 수니 근데 수 용거 여레스 대 손자 배나 코 코랑 운에게 고갑다 마선데 용거 여 말스 정신 그 고갑
And a result to that, we are unable to concentrate even one moment without the distraction. And we are unable to concentrate one moment without the distraction. So where there is distraction, one cannot possibly recognize the nature of mind. And in addition to those all distractions, that when during our living state, we have a tremendous expectation. We have, again, tremendous fear, expectation towards the material success, so forth, fame, possession, and wealth. And we have also fear of every situation in samsara, particularly now as our subject is being on disease and illness, all those fear. And in short, any suffering, any type of suffering. So we are constantly, again, dealing with the hope or expectation
and fear. That been a forced must not change. Oh, that pardon the neck of double gina. Then it tandegi, then a lu, sagi, lu, yebegi, tendegi, tenzu, your maris. I go so, your mare, tim, maybe, mat say, beg, eh? That machine at home, they call shaking in that part of the remember, man, which is sick, your shaking in the tine, your mare, mat say, beg, eh? Benata, part of tambuk neck of tenzula. 이나 되네 코랑 오네게 빠나 쪼웨게 마고 봐 단단 가나도 단데게 르데 빠나 손벽 내가 솔로 냠내 있는 신기 채 쪼와 마고 봐 코랑 런신게 셈 코랑 게 내루디 독시아 용기여드 하고 소마 되네 소소게 빠나 모시 투마투 지기 깨서 셈 마도 곰국이요 말은 무엇 제국이요 말은 강국이요 말은 될 때네 아니 다 opportunity도 맞으나 단도 숙체 유세야 된다 들어야스.
And so as such that during our living state, when we have this body, that even if one try to struggle toward the enlightenment, applying various technique of the meditation, various means with effort and diligence. That it is still harder because we are depending upon the physical form and we are being constantly distracted by the senses, physical senses, and also that interrupted or hindered by the fear and expectation. Whereas that during this state of the bado, there is no this solid physical body that mind depends on. And in addition to that, the actual experience that there is no struggle toward experiencing the ultimate nature of the mind, that it happens or it is there effortlessly. And in our living state, one has to put a tremendous effort to really experience, to get into that state of the ultimate nature, but whereas during this bado state, you are there in very much in ultimate state. And speaking about the bado state, of course, there are many different states or levels which Rinpoche will be speaking about the different level of Bardo, first stage, second stage, so forth this afternoon. But basically, right now, that Rinpoche wants you to understand that why it was said that in Bardo state, the possibility of the liberation is greater, is that it is a question of recognizing that very ultimate state that you are in. You are there effortlessly, but if you do not recognize, then you are unable to experience. But if you recognize right there, so it is becomes so effortless in the Bardo state.
Oh, then this is it. The Hindu, this one, the Ta, Zaweke, Tanata, Suina Yang, Tane, Tantanganansu, Tandegi, Kasore, Sumbu Negaku, Tane, Ge, Ga. Then in now the Chiwe Dungal Tinsula, then it dungal Matsung at the Suyu Ruba. The Yina Yang, then a bad Suyo Mara, the Yina Yang, then a dungal Tigita Casogre, but one of the Tigre overwhelming energy is again to Kangajam. Then there my image, then a Tuntam Benilula, or Susu Tuntam Benilu Senator, Susu Munegi Tuntam Casore, Woma. So,
of course, that there are not a single being who is not subjected to the birth, old age, sickness, and death. But the whole point of the talk is that we are not saying that we are not subjected to birth, old age, sickness, and death, but rather those things, particularly... But rather that we try to learn to understand or look at in a better way that all those things, particularly sickness and death, should not overwhelm our mind. And not being overwhelmed, that one and one must know or learn how to deal with that very fact of birth, old age, sickness, and death particularly. And in addition to such, always understanding that the ultimate nature is there when you're alive or when you're dead. So that is becomes very important part to believe or understand rather than being totally overwhelmed by whole idea of sickness and death. And now there's some time for the questions, and I'd like to request who asks questions, please say a little louder so that I can hear better. Thank you very much. Any questions, ladies and gentlemen? Any questions? Yes?
It would seem like when you, at the moment of death, when you're just consciousness and you don't have a body anymore, and you can't breathe or see, or I can just suppose these things, that it would be really frightening. How can you recognize what's going on? How can you know what to do?
Kong love that. This one's again, and the canal say at the notaries. Mana chicket is some gayores. And a Casaure shits our gift in Nam City, Ton Tokumar, Kotokumar, Kayanche Tokumar, Sambasiores. Tendemaris. Same thing until some Jimmy Mikavagi and then Champiores. Tanda, canang the seven and singing around to get then a chitangi, then a shaggy, make the shaggy, amjo kotuyagi. The next day, the young is. You know, you're sent to the tiller, hard again. Hakosunga, then a ton, then the kind, but ton to kind, caught to but some passion, or a pan the church, Tamjig, Nilu, or to the jig. New as your is. This one's a Hindu shag, Benangan to get make those dips and a tongue in the ones. Then to this, my two tomb, the day, your man is. Hakosunga, to the number going to Koran, the same Korangi, then a
the majority of people believing that all the capacity of our five senses, ability to see, ability to hear, ability to smell, taste, and so forth, is very much with the physical doors or openings such as eye and ear. And so when they lose such at the time of death, as majority believing that, that developed, as we talked earlier, developed a tremendous sense of fear of how could we recognize, how, what would see, who would experience, since we do not have eye and ear to hear at that moment. That is exactly what is the weakness of not knowing the quality, the nature of the mind. Mind's quality or capacity is beyond any imagination. And because of that, at present, our capacity of the senses, ability to see, is limited. Limited in a sense, when you just put something across your eyes, that limits your vision. It's limited. But at the time of death, at the time of death, the nature of the actual mind's capacity is that it is limitless. Its capacity to understand, the capacity to see, becomes so limitless, nothing can really prevent. So that is the quality of the mind, which is always defined as luminosity, clear, because it is so clear and luminous. And that's why the nature of mind is always referred, the or essential quality, nature of mind is always being referred as a luminous clarity. The clarity referring to
self-seeing is a self-seeing
and that is the capacity to comprehend. Again, that clarity or the luminosity is a natural clarity. So it is the capacity of the mind is beyond imagination.
So
that time that we or that person do not have a physical ears and eyes, but the mind has its own capacity to comprehend or understand, the awareness and even audibility is there too. So the unimaginable quality of the mind is there when you have again recognized, experienced the nature of mind or ultimate nature of the mind. If one is dealing with the ordinary state, unable to recognize very nature or the ultimate mind, still the mind has what is called as imaginary body, that time, which is not again like a flesh, blood, and bone that we have now, but very similar to the very formation that we have now. That imagination body or imaginary body exists at the state of Bado. That is referred to the, again, when you are in the state of, when you have not recognized the ultimate nature of mind, and thereafter, as a result of the habitual patterns in this life and that of previous life, you have that imaginary body.
Until you found the physical body.
Oh.
Until. Oh, yeah.
So, it's not just necessarily that of course you died, so it's very different, but it's not necessary to be quite in the sense that it's still possible, because that clarity to understand what is going on.
Mm-hmm. 단독 스탠바 댐부치는 약 오시나요?
If one has developed the concentration, you know, peaceful mind, it's there.
And can I Yamle Yabuji, Chetubaji, Yamle Yabuji, today in a Banda Yamle then Meba Yungures? Yamle Yabuji ever in a young cup till a semi temple manner? And it and Jigda Dantini, Pat Casore, Chakwa Dantinde, Diacasin Zimbazida Resona, Peng Mares, Yamle Yunaya.
So that's the main.
So that big capsula, then so that's the temple.
That main point that the reason why the tranquility or concentration is necessary to be developed. And when you have concentration, then the possibility to concentrate on the positive state of mind at the time of death. Suppose that even if you have been practicing in your life, a living state, and you have not developed a good concentration, and at the very last moment of death, some reason or something causes you to experience a tremendous fear or attachment, passion, anger, whatever, if that causes, regardless of the practice that you have done, that again you are unable to experience experience or recognize the nature of mind as not having that concentration or being interrupted from the concentration.
Okay.
The imagination body speak of at the time of death or shortly after the time of death. Will that be used in daily practice during the Bardo, that imagination body that we have?
Tangbo de 200 값을 쏘 되네 쌤 코랑기 내룩티 잘 연구 얘도 또 엄마가 다 그렇게 나와래요. 대 값을라 연구요 말해. 되네 대 소소고 옷이 맞도 되네 바로도 쏨 봤어야 돼. 쓰바 바도 써야 돼. 쓰기 여러 봐. 되네 되네 전에 되네 가서 그래 단다. 다 바로도 당분이 이동 옷이 맞도 그러 봐. 되네 쓰바 바도 바도 쏨 봤어야 돼. 되네 겨와 배나 네 나와 단다 다 마시 베기 나와한테도 시안네 당부텐수 시안 되는 대값으로 이루생이 되는 거 여러 봐 제한테 되니 나한테 소수 매진들 간체 여부텐수 시안 나한테도 바로 순반에 있는 거 여러 제한테 되니 간지 개와 제마 되니 대차도 되니 개와 제메기 되니 박사 되는 수준 베기 양 양네 되니 남시도 많이 받는
Yes, that again, that Bardo here is divided or classified into three levels. And again, which we'll explain more detailedly after noon, but generally on the first and second stage of the Bardo, that one is really dealing with the natural state of mind without the imaginative body. First and second stage. And that is the principally upon the purity of the mind. But when one fails to recognize that very natural state of the ultimate mind on the first and second stage, on the third stage of Bardo, then one again that experiences, which is known as the Bardo of existence. Every habitual pattern, every experience that you have had in this lifetime of existence returns, and therefore, as such, you develop that imaginative body form, and everything becomes very similar, or experience becomes very similar during the state where you are in this samsara. And from there onward, as next Rinpoche explains, then the consciousness or this mind sometimes again seeks the rebirth. And so it goes from that body of existence to the birth.
You spoke that the images during the Bardo, that everyone has the same images. People have reported in after death experiences, or when they near death experiences, different images. For example, people who are Christians during their life, when they feel they're dying, would see Christian images. Mm-hmm. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, to the Tirabas.
Idam Jarosha, Manot, Pimotis, Jarosha, Tirasha, and Koran, so he used to see that he used to tell you.
Tida Tilan Gandakaya, your money. Gandakaya, your money. Bena Tandangaranzu Betashavina, Pugi, you don't glad you are. That's the number of shelter that I'll cast away. Tinsu number ten, Pearl looks to mixes come at this. Pearl didn't interest in juking it, Jayomarva. Your mari, this is what I do.
This is your teacher.
Jetta, Yinaya, the pena, touchy to give. Tenda, cast over a Pearl looks to start to tongue over the tendency of manis. Kanji, some corangi, then in da manga pale, then a yidam kasundam in a shergiore, the condes sharmachati. The Karishar, the engine in the Shat, the Deshart, one of the mix so goya kaya your money, the Kona, the Chargi or is. In a tissue of the kill loves Seda, in a touchdown and do Tanda Yedam Gulha, Jingana to Seati, mix a touchy to Pug Luxus Kaya Males, Pilt and Jake mix a kaya your money.
That really supports everything that we have been saying this morning, that. It does not really contradict to the Bardo state, and it actually supports the idea that after death, that the consciousness or the mind continues, and there is the experience, and the experience is possible of many different aspects of the experience. And hold the yidam or deity that you see on the tanka painting or such must not look at them as a Tibetan tradition, because it is not Tibetan tradition. We do not see any in Tibet those sort of yidams running in country of Tibet. So therefore it is understood it's not Tibetan tradition, but at the same time it must be also understood that at the time or after death, you only experience exactly the way it is on the tanka painting. The whole idea is here, after death or Bardo state, is that there is Bardo state where the mind never dies. It has the capacity to experience all different aspects, and so therefore... And in short, that mind, essential nature of mind doesn't cease. So that supports
this one's an idea. Kande sharta masher ke khaya yo manes. Kanji sem ganda manga batale. Charwate.
And what you experience is not the really question. The question after death, what you are experiencing or what form, and is not the question. What is the question here is that mind does not cease, and as a result of such, they experience.
Mind and the brain in those situations where brain damage has caused a disappearance of awareness, insight, and in some cases
consciousness. Bena tatanda manandu sumbu nega sula tene sem gi ten di lu gi chigi yores a ko suma sem gi ten di lu gi chigi yedu te sonda tene bena chigi yore tene sem koran la kanse gore ti yeba inaya koran la tene koran gi chone tene bena kaina ya hakoto ba sheba salto ba yeba ina yang koran luit lanjar yedu ani chiro gi yula jube ne kapsula tene sem di luit le ten jube yores tesun za indu ta bena ngana zleban da bachina tene bena ta ti luig nane so chi chege yores hakoso then it's that it's like to go down to it. This yoda till then, younger your race. Yena young, and the yule and juba, and the lug and neck of sula, then brains that are going to show you. This is under the tapen and masse by the chicken yoyati. Hakosoma, Chitangi, Maran Jigding, Tandig, yule and juba in New Yoramato, then the same Koranga Kaya Mavisit and Daisy. But I'm going to tell you on to younger your mothers.
That's again exactly as explained earlier, that during the living state, when we are living, as explained, that the possibility of experiencing the ultimate or the natural state of mind was less, because when we are alive, as we have explained, although the mind has that unimaginable quality of understanding, knowing everything on its, it has that quality. But when we are alive, as we have explained earlier, that mind has developed a relationship with body. As such, having developed a relationship with the body, although it has all the quality of knowing, understanding everything, it has to function through the body, having developed that relationship. And therefore, functioning through body, in another words, is at present, when we are alive, that mind is dependent on the function or dependent on the body. Therefore, as the mind is dependent on the body, although mind itself do not experience any defects, but due to some defect of the nerve system, as the physical body, the principal part of our body, which is like a brain, when the any misfunction of the nerve system leads one, prevents one to experience the better understanding or incapable of such many things, because the mind has to function through the body, but mind itself has not really experienced any defects out of such, but the body's system has experienced the defect, therefore it cannot function as naturally or as normal.
Pena, you can six years. Kandajrisana, Marangi, Nyamnula, Dene Kashi Jones. Shavina, Mikashe, Kora Mesitela, then December Madeva Chani, you think it in the yardies. I go so much. That Kora Jenny in a little Kalakan Sonny, Yoni, Takora Mashibatola, Yon December two massiba. Tender which Yina, Tene, Benatux, Jenny Bedet Granasta, Benan Poaina, number of Poaina, then the mid shirin do that Lama Teal get down Janita. Kurangla, modern jawab saya tak hanya nasamna tanya tentang malam jab tulis jenis til ketang dia orang. Saya dah tulis tanya tu, jadi, mana yang kurang kita, siapa yang negap tu ni, tangan orang tu siapa yang, benda ukta masuk dalam bengkangan, cium cek, nau cek macam baru siapa tu orang. Jadi, tindak yang kapsul saya dah tulis mana yang mesti tanya gue na, tindak yang kapsul jadi kurang yang nasi ti, jadi dah tujuh ke sembilan demam ti, tindak lagi orang. Quran lute the pattern ring and joy on the Tene Ranshu Quran sable, the Ta Quran gate, Casore, no, but the child ever saw it. The ten day or yes.
For that question, that I like to share you my just personal experience. And that is to say that someone who is born with a mentally disturbed condition, or after birth, they unfortunately experience such a disease that led to again imbalance of mental. And as such, throughout their life, from early childhood or from the birth until death, that they were imbalanced mentally, or this person is imbalanced mentally. Now again, in the East, by the virtue of Dharma, when any individual dies, that they always calls a teacher or Lama, as you are familiar with, requesting them to introduce this individual to the Bardo state, and also doing prayer, sadhanas of many such.
And
again, explaining about death, that death takes upon oneself in a very gradual step, which is called that outer breath, when it sees that inner actual inner death is not happened, but when the breath ceases, it's not, that person is not completely dead. So as such, that if you examine carefully that the capacity of the person, reaction, the capacity of the person's understanding in their normal life, because of being imbalanced, they could not take, they could not understand, they could not comprehend what the teacher said in the normal life. But at the moment of the death, particularly when the external, the breath is being seized, but the inner such a, that is not occurred, the person becomes totally normal and comprehending every teaching. It shows that that moment, the separation between mind and body is occurring. Before that, as we have talked earlier, that mind being needing to depend on body or body system, it could not function normally. And now, in about or in a state of the separation, one could function on its own, on the mind aspect, without depending upon the system of body. So that is the total evidence such that the mind remains undefected from such. So therefore, the brain is really important when we are alive. Is there is the system is from the brain is to the nerve system, and so it is a really part of body.
Intention, or if there is a specific practice that's done before in order to use the Bardo state for that purpose? Then that part of the capsule was shared to be in that Sanjuk Semrumbuchi that makes guests in the Gagumaritini, then the same Tentu tentam cangkuk semerong macam takarabas. Tapi Hindu telah tene ane sendu sembeng semam sendu itu ni orang suku sanjik itu ni de yunggu yores. Ane tak dia tak tahu yang dia ngadu segre tanda di parto rimba tarduke. Tapi sosok moshie jem sendu lah. Tapi kusum cerge yores. Tangbu kapsul lah moshie tu nu cuku long cuku sijen rimba rimba.
That too will come this afternoon. But actually, yes, it is definitely the case that in the Bardo state, when you have the greater opportunity to experience the very nature of the mind, and the very nature of mind, or recognizing the very nature of mind, is like the ultimate state, and the ultimate state is the ultimate bodhicitta. And ultimate bodhicitta is really very much benefiting all living beings. So it happens, includes within the recognizing of or experiencing of the very nature of mind, the cultivation, experience of the bodhicitta also happens that in the ultimate state. But again, the more detailed explanation will come this afternoon on the Bardo state. During the talk of the three kayas, how one again experiences different kayas of such at that time, that will be explained more elaborately.
Is the dream body the same as the imagination body, or is it only part of the imagination body, or is it different?
Of course, the difference is the again the time and the otherwise.
Inaya process must not be this.
Oh.
Kora jidang process to be this.
And the sensation feeling are very same.
I think that the brain and learn. I have a question about what our mind really is. There's a place within the brain that we perceive memory. If that part of the brain is destroyed, every moment feels like the first moment of awakening. There's a place in our brain where we perceive emotion, and that has to be in harmony with other parts of our brain. When we die, recognizing that the mind is separate from the body, how are the perceptions different? Does it still have the same aspects?
It's humorous. You know, pardon me, Capsula. How goes on? Negapsula, but Kagaravas. Tandegi, Tanagaranzu, been a physical gay, delunizing, been a Yamale. Then, Ben Tanagaranzu.
The period when we are alive, even with the knowledge that mind and body are not one, even with the understanding that they are separate, would not help you to function mind on its own. Because we are alive, and therefore mind has that connection or dependence upon the body, mind has to function through. Function through the body, through, I don't know this preposition whether it's proper to use, but from or through the body. And the reason why mind has to function through the body is that it has developed that connection and that bond between the body and mind. So at present, the experience of seeing happens since the mind is dependent on the body through the eyeball. But the seeing is not really happening from the eyeballs. The seeing is possible. The mind has that capacity to be aware, to understand without the eyeballs.
That eye-opening.
So, as such, that mind is so dependent or function through body, that our present state of experience deals with very much three aspects. I, that you think through I, you are able to see. Now you have to have an object that I can see. And then there's the consciousness of the meeting of the object and your vision and experiencing, I have seen. So it happens in the three levels, seeing the object of see, what you have seen, and experience that settles down as seer. That happens because we have a relation or the grasping towards this physical body, but awareness, seeing, is not necessarily has to do through the very eyeball or the opening of eyes. or that the experience in our life and at the experience in the Bardo differs in that manner.
Sambam